Welcome to Watch With Us.
Watch With Us.
An inside look into your favorite TV shows, which delivers the latest TV news that you want to know about. Here's your host,
ladies and gentlemen,
Us Weekly's Emily Longaretta.
Welcome back to the Watch With Us podcast, Challenge Edition. I am your host, Emily Longaretta, the senior entertainment editor at Us Weekly. I'm very excited to dive into the latest episode of the Challenge, Spies, Lies, and Allies with the one and only Fessy, because of course, he was a really big part of this episode and this season overall, so I asked all your burning questions. I knew you guys had some questions, and of course, yes, I asked about Amanda. I got all the details, so without further ado, here's my interview with Fessy. I want to just start off talking about, obviously, we have to dive into last night's episode, but I kind of want to go back a little and talk about the beginning of the season and when you came in, what allies you had, what you didn't have, because I feel like it was kind of all over the place. Obviously, the Big Brother Alliance like was a thing, but not really. So going in, who did you think like was completely on your side?
That was the tricky part about this season was like you can have alliances, but some people within the alliance are cool with other people in other alliances that you're not necessarily cool with. So it's kind of like it's a free for all in there. And you kind of when you get in there, you have to adjust and react accordingly.
I knew me, Josh and Casey. We're strong. Obviously, we had each other. We knew that much going in. Casey was cool. Not cool. She was seeing Nani. So, you know, that was that made she was part of the group. And then Ashley and Amanda. Amanda was really cool with Josh and Amanda and Ashley were cool. So they were kind of with us. And then we had the Vet Alliance, but like CT, Devin, and Kyle. I mean, we knew like when everything hit the fan, like we were going to be going against them. And Corey and Nelson kind of floated in the middle, but I knew in the beginning, at least, you know, we were going to stick it out and work together, at least with Corey and Nelson.
Definitely. And I feel like before finding out about so many rookies were in it, you guys all had kind of talked about that beforehand, like forming this Vet Alliance. Was it ever like a thought in your head that that wasn't a good idea? Or were you immediately like, I want to do that because you want to work with these people?
Yeah, well, because I had built a lot of good relationships with a lot of these rookies. Like I hit it off with a lot of the rookies. I was super close with them. I talked to them a lot in the house. So I was cool with the rookies. And so I was all for the Vet Alliance, especially when everybody I had beef with from last season was a vet. So I'm like, all right, cool. Like kind of wave the white flag, like let's make it at least halfway before we start going to war. And I was all for that. And I was just kind of thankful I won two very early on. That way I could establish that I was, you know, going to stick true to that.
When obviously like when Amber came in, that immediately shifted things for your game just because of everything that happened last season. It obviously erupted into so much more. Did we see a lot of that fight, or was there a lot that we didn't see? Because obviously we know in editing things get cut out. Was it hours and hours long? Like how intense was that situation?
I mean, yeah, the fight was what you saw. It really started off as a joke because everybody was in a good mood. We were just coming back from the club. We were about to all eat pizza. Everybody was in a good mood. And when Tori said that to Amber, it got Amber all riled up, and I was pretty calm during the whole situation. I just thought, you know, we were joking around, and then it kind of escalated when Josh came in, and it just one thing led to another, I guess, because, you know, me and Josh hadn't talked for a week, so that was kind of the buildup. And we had talked at the club that night because Casey won the daily challenge. We knew we were obviously safe, so you know, we went and talked to her, and that was kind of our first time talking, but Casey was there. So, you know, we were going to be fine. I think it just, when they went and got Josh, you know, everybody was out having a good time. We hadn't discussed it. So that was just his time to get whatever he had to say off of his chest.
The house all seemed surprised. I mean, when TJ came in, we knew that something was going to be bad was happening. The house all seemed pretty surprised that you were going home. I mean, the rules in the house are pretty clear. Were you surprised? Was everyone actually surprised? Or did you know, like, right after or the next morning, like, this is it?
I don't know. I thought the worst. So I was thinking, you know, there was definitely a possibility because I knew I was in the wrong for, you know, touching Josh's face. So I knew I wasn't innocent. So I had a little bad feeling about it, but everybody was hugging on Josh the morning after because, you know, he had split my chin open with the cup and kind of still going at it. And I remained calm pretty much the whole night, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was like, if they kick Josh off, they're going to kick me off too, probably, you know? So when TJ said that Josh was going to stay, I was like, I had a little hope, you know? I was like, maybe TJ lets us off with a warning just because, you know, they know me and Josh are, you know, friends and we made up and everything. They know it's not a problem anymore. Mm-hmm. I thought he was going to let it slide maybe, but, you know, when he said I was going home, I understood. And, you know, I take responsibility for my actions.
Of course. Do you feel like it was fair that only you were sent home?
I mean, I'm not the judge to say what's fair and what's not fair. You know, all I know is at the end of the day, I could have controlled what I did and I wouldn't have been in that situation. You know, I could have done stuff different. That's how I looked at it. So It is what it is.
Absolutely. Were you and Josh fine from that day going forward? Like, were you guys on good terms when you left?
The next morning, you know, we had time to sleep on it and then we made up and everybody was happy. We made up, everything seemed fine. So I was like, all right, cool. We like TJ didn't put us in a hotel after the fight. Me and him have this like sleep next to each other where our bunk beds are right next to each other. We slept in the same room. So I was like, they know, you know, we're good. It, you know, it's not a problem anymore. Mm-hmm. So I was hoping, I would get to stay because, I mean, this season, Esther and I were doing good together. So,
yeah, well, I did want to ask about your partnership with Esther because it seemed like you guys just worked really well together from the start. Like, did you know that was going to happen? How did you guys kind of form that chemistry right from the beginning as such like trusting partners?
I mean, I think me and her, we actually got to know each other as partners, like with a fresh start, you know, and she welcomed me with open arms and basically was like, you know, I heard people were saying you were a bad partner last season, but I don't believe what I see, only what you show me or whatever. So I was like, yeah, just give me one challenge to where I can show you that like you made a good decision in picking me. So mm-hmm. We did well on the second challenge when we won. It was like we had to communicate and throw the bag. So she was just always, we were always on the same page and we understood like the task at hand and she was there to win. And that's what, you know, I loved about her is she really was driven to get to the end and win. She was willing to do anything. So
obviously someone else that you had an alliance with was Amanda, which we saw from the beginning that you guys like bonded right away. And she actually had said that you guys became friends when you guys were quarantining for the show beforehand, you got to know each other a little bit. Were you guys like friendly going into the house, like before filming began?
I mean, so I didn't even know she was going to be on the season until like a week before we left or something. So I didn't really know anything about her or anything. So when I saw her in person, you know, we kind of just locked eyes. And from then I was like, I don't know. I was just like, was staring at her at the airport. Cause I knew she knew I was looking. So I was like, whatever, we'll play this game. And then during quarantine, we were like in the rooms right across from each other for like a week. So We would always go out to get our food that they delivered. So, you know, I mean, we would pass little notes, throw little notes across the hall. So that's how that started. And then a fan had sent me a tweet that she tweeted about me on Big Brother saying that I was hot and all this stuff. So I was like, I sent her that screenshot. So she knew that I knew that she said that. So that's how that all started.
That is so funny. That is so funny. I love that. Obviously you guys are like, have been open about it. I mean, on the show, but also on social media that you guys just went on vacation together. Like, are you exclusively dating now? Like, are you seeing other people? Or are you guys, I mean, that looks pretty official, like posting that stuff on your Instagram.
I mean, what was funny was I thought people knew we were going to Mexico, like some of our friends knew or whatever. So when we took pictures, I was like, damn, these are some dope pictures. So whatever, we'll post them. And then I was like, oh shit. Like people, I'm not seeing other people. Me and her are seeing what happens, but you know, we're just taking it slow because we live in two different states right now. You know, she has a son, so there's a lot to think about. So we're just taking it slow, but you know, we're seeing what happens.
That's a big step. If you're single and you post a picture of someone, you're kissing someone on your Instagram feed. I mean, that's a big step.
Yeah, that was me telling everybody like, hey, this is the girl I'm talking to. Because for me, I was like, I mean, I really like spending time with Amanda. And, you know, so why not if I'm enjoying this time in Mexico? People are going to say and talk and do whatever they want. So, hey, here, look, have some dope ass pictures to talk about. Cause you know, that was we went zip lining, four wheeling. We had like a oceanfront view, infinity pool. Like it was a nice ass trip. So I was like,
I mean, yeah, the pictures looked great. Might as well share them. I mean,
yeah, I was like, I can't not show the world these. These are some fire ass content right now.
Have you met her family? Have you met her son?
No.
Taking it slow.
Yeah. So yeah, taking it slow.
And you guys live different states. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, we've only been off the show now a couple months and we saw each other since the show ended. We saw each other in Brooklyn for after shows for MTV. And then she came to my fight in Dallas for a night. And then we went to Mexico. So, I mean, the reunion, I don't know when the reunion is. If it's coming up, we'll probably see each other then, maybe. But I'll probably see her before then, you know?
Yeah. I love that. I love that you're being, like, vague about it, but not at the same time. It's amazing. All right. So last but not least, before you go, I assume I know the answer to this, but do you plan on doing more seasons of The Challenge? Do you have any timeline of when you would stop doing them?
I mean, if MTV and The Challenge will have me back, I would definitely always come back because, you know, it's a great opportunity for me. I love the show. But yeah, when I would stop would be, I mean, I got to win a couple before I would even think about stopping because, I mean, I haven't won yet. So.
Well, thank you so much for joining today. It was really nice to talk to you. I'm sure we'll be chatting again soon.
All right. Sounds good.
The Challenge Spies, Lies, and Allies airs every Wednesday on MTV at 8 p.m. As always, guys, please reach out to me and let me know who you want to hear from. If you have some feedback on what you're thinking of the podcast, you can contact me on social media at Emily Longaretta on all platforms. Also, if you're enjoying the podcast, please leave us a 5-star review, write a little review on iTunes and let us know what you're thinking about the episode and give us some feedback. We'd love to hear from you. As always, guys, we'll be back next week with a new exclusive interview. Stay safe.